Parables, week 6, love toward the neighbor. Day 4, take the lowest seat, in Luke chapter 14. And he spoke a parable to those who were invited, when he observed how they chose out the first places to recline, saying to them, "When thou art invited by anyone to a wedding, do not recline in the first places to recline, lest someone more honorable than thou be invited by him. And he who called thee and him coming shall say to thee, 'Give this man a place.' And then thou begin with shame to have the last place. But when thou art invited, go recline in the last place, that when he who invited thee comes, he may say to thee, 'Friend, go up higher.' Then shalt thou have glory before those who sit with thee. For everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted." And he said also to him who invited him, "When thou makest a dinner or a supper, do not call thy friends, nor thy brothers, nor thy kinsfolk, nor rich neighbors, lest they also invite thee back, and a recompense be made thee. But when thou makest a reception, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be happy, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just." Concerning charity without hope of remuneration, we read in New Jerusalem and Her Heavenly Doctrine number 104, "Charity, therefore, is an internal affection from which man wills to do good, and this without remuneration. The delight of his life consists in doing it." With those who do good from internal affection, there is charity in each thing which they think and speak, and which they will and do. It may be said that a man and an angel, as to his interiors, is charity when good is his neighbor. So widely does charity extend itself. That they have heaven, we read in Arcana Celestia 63:93, that they have heaven who do what is good without the end of reward, the Lord teaches in Luke in the parable above. The recompense in the resurrection of the just is internal happiness from doing well without a reward, which they receive from the Lord when they perform uses. And those who love to serve without recompense, the more they love it, the more noble are the uses to which they are appointed, and they are in fact greater and more powerful than others. They who do good works for the sake of recompense say the same, because they know from the word that they should desire to be the least in heaven. But at the same time, they are thinking that by so saying, they will become great. Thus, there is the same end in view. But they who do what is good without recompense really think nothing about being eminent, but only about being of service. Apocalypse Explained 6:95. To make a dinner and a supper, and to call them, has a similar signification as giving to eat and drink, or bread and wine, namely, doing good to the neighbor and teaching truth, and being thus consociated in love. So those who do this for the purpose of being recompensed do it not for the sake of good and truth, thus not from the Lord, but for the sake of self in the world, thus from hell. While those who do this not for the purpose of being recompensed do it for its own sake, that is, for the sake of good and truth, And those who do it for the sake of good and truth do it from good and truth, thus from the Lord, from whom are good and truth with man. The heavenly blessedness that is in such deeds, and thence from them is reward, and is meant by it shall be recompensed to thee in the resurrection of the dead. Concerning the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind, we read in Arcana Celestia 4302, the ancient church distinguished into classes the neighbor or neighbors toward whom they were to perform the works of charity. And some they called maimed, some lame, some blind, and some deaf, meaning those who were spiritually so. Some also they called the hungry, the thirsty, strangers or sojourners, the naked, the sick, the captives, and some widows, orphans, the needy, the poor, and the miserable, by whom they meant no other than those who were such as to truth and good, and who were to be suitably instructed, led on their way, and thus provided for as to their souls. But as at this day charity does not make the church, but faith, what is meant in the word by these persons is altogether unknown. And yet it is manifest to everyone that it is not meant that the maimed, the lame, and the blind are to be called to a feast, and that it was not commanded by the master of the house that such should be brought in, but that those are meant who are spiritually such. Also, that in everything spoken by the Lord, there is what is divine, consequently a celestial and spiritual sense. Questions and comments. Number one. New Jerusalem and her heavenly doctrine number 104 describes the delight that comes from doing good. How does this passage compare to your experience? Number two, Arcana Celestia 6393 describes a sort of false humility. How can this passage help us to be more charitable? Number three, how can we invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind to dinner spiritually?